at that. You know, the truth is, it was Farage's Brexit that caused the small boats. Before Brexit, we could send back any illegal immigrant coming over in a small boat. Actually, Nigel Farage should have apologised today. No, we need to tackle this problem. It is a huge problem. But I'm afraid Nigel Farage helped cause this problem in the first place. Brexit has meant that we're not able to force the French to take illegal immigrants coming over on small boats back. Now we have to do deals with them. And previously we could force them to take these people back. So Nigel Farage should have apologised today and not come up with pie-in-the-sky policies, which frankly are aping Vladimir Putin and Russia by pulling out of the ECHR.
Could you just elaborate on what you mean by his hero, Vladimir Putin? That's Nigel Farage's hero, Vladimir Putin.
Nigel Farage said that Vladimir Putin was the world leader he admired and respected the most. And I think whether it comes to the battle to help Ukraine and President Zelensky, or whether it comes to illegal immigrants and his policy today, he's aping Vladimir Putin. Only Russia and Putin are outside of the ECHR. And I don't think sacrificing hard-won rights for British people is going to solve the problem in the first place. The problem didn't exist before Farage and his ilk forced the UK to leave the EU.
And how do you respond to Mr. Farage's claim that migration, particularly illegal migration, poses a genuine threat to public order?
Well, illegal immigration is wrong and it needs to be tackled. We need the best ways of doing it. This small boats challenge was caused by Nigel Farage's Brexit. Previously, we could force the French to take these illegal immigrants on small boats back again. After Brexit, we can't.
Nigel Farage has said this morning in his announcement that women and children would be included in the detainment plans under Reform's new strategy. What's your reaction to that?
It looks like he's copying Donald Trump's policies, which are so chaotic, which could see children held in cages and people being sent back who shouldn't be sent back. The chaos of Donald Trump could come here with Nigel Farage.
Is it time Britain left the ECHR?
The ECHR was hard won. Winston Churchill and Conservatives in the past guaranteed those rights for British people. The only country that has left the ECHR are Russia, Vladimir Putin's Russia, and actually Belarus. I think Winston Churchill would be turning in his grave at Nigel Farage's proposal.